Caitlin Clark backtracks, calls it disappointing to see her name used in culture wars. By Paul Bois on June 14, 2024. WNBA rookie superstar Caitlin Clark called it disappointing to see her name being weaponized in the culture wars and rebuked the more toxic people who might be using it to perpetuate racism and misogyny. As Breitbart News reported, Clark initially rejected those trying to push Clark into the culture wars arena, telling reporters it's not something she can control. "It's not something I can control, and to be honest, I don't see a lot of it," Clark said. Reporter Jim Trotter, who sued the NFL for racial discrimination last year and currently works for The Athletic, kept pushing Clark on the issue even after she said that she just wanted to focus on the game and her teammates. "I understand your focus, but I'm just curious, though, are you bothered that folks would attempt to weaponize your name in whatever fight they're fighting?" he said. "No, I don't see it," Clark said. "That's not where my focus is. Again, my focus is here, on basketball, and, that's where it needs to be, that's where it has been. And I'm just trying to get better on a daily basis." Following that exchange, DeJounay Carrington of the Connecticut Sun took to social media and blasted Caitlin Clark for her lack of response. "Dog. How one cannot be bothered by their name being used to justify racism, bigotry, misogyny, xenophobia, homophobia and the intersectionalities of them all is nuts. We all see the shit, we all have a platform. We all have a voice and they all hold weight. Silence is a luxury," she said. Later on Thursday, Clark said before the game between the Fever and Dream that the weaponization is disappointing. "I think it's disappointing," Clark said. "Everybody in our world deserves the same amount of respect. The women in our league deserve the same amount of respect. People should not be using my name to push those agendas. It's disappointing. It's not acceptable. This league is the league I grew up admiring and wanting to be a part of. Some of the women in this league were some of my biggest idols and role models growing up, and helped me want to achieve this moment right here that I get to play in every single night. Just treating every single woman in this league with the same amount of respect is just a basic human thing that everyone should do. Just be a kind person and treat them how you would want to be treated," she added. Caitlin Clark did not make the cut for the U.S. Olympic women's basketball team despite her incredible track record as a rookie player and after enduring a brutal hazing from other athletes, the likes of which some experts said they had never seen. News of the snub erupted into significant fan backlash online. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X @ProlandFilms or Instagram @ProlandFilms.